An Appalachian Summer Festival continues through the entire month of July on the beautiful App State campus in Boone with an exciting and diverse mix of music, dance, theater, visual arts, and film. For nearly a decade, the festival has been named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast by the Southeast Tourism Society. This week's schedule is highlighted with performances by world-renowned modern dance company Palabolas on Thursday night, July 3rd. Then on Saturday night, June 6th, it's the Eastern Festival Orchestra with superstar flutist Sir James Galway. He spoke with me by phone from his home in Boca Raton, Florida. How much of your fascination and interest in teaching comes from your early studies with some of the great flute teachers out there?
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm wondering if there are great flute teachers, and I came to the conclusion that the method is the thing that works the best. You must know that people who play the clarinet, they use the close method, right?
Yeah.
So you could use that on your own without a teacher, and you would succeed in some degree. I mean, if you have a teacher to guide you around it, it's better. But if the teacher does not use that method and uses the teacher's method, you're going to sound like the teacher, and you have to ask yourself, how successful is this guy, and is this really what I want to do, sound like him? So this is what I was thinking when I was a kid. I thought the best flute player I ever heard in my life was Marcel Moyse. I mean, he stuck out a mile amongst all the other ones. You know, he had a great tone. And somehow or other, there was a life in his playing that wasn't in the other people. And that's what I wanted to do. So I used only his method. And when I got to the conservatoire in Paris, all the kids were using his method. But the teacher, what was he doing? He was reading the paper and smoking cigarettes. And you see, we had two lessons a week. I was in the French class, by the way, not the foreigners class, which was no good.
Yes.
The French class, we had to play scales one day and pieces the next day. So two times a week we turn up and we would play all the scales, chromatic scale, the whole tone scales, extended arpeggios, then major and minor scales, and arpeggios on three notes, and then arpeggios on five notes with the seventh. So this took about maybe 40 minutes to do, and you had to do the whole lot every day. You had to stand up in front of the class and play all this stuff. Now, you were certainly, for sure, not going to be foolish and play badly in front of the other kids. So the method stood out there. You see what I mean?
Yeah. It seems like your emphasis is on individual expression versus back then it was pretty much not cookie cutter, but you wanted to sound like Moise. You did X, Y, Z, and then...
People were telling me, you know, Jimmy, you're beginning to sound like Marcel Moise. I thought, that's fine. I'd rather sound like him than sound like any of these other duffers. And then, of course, I asked Moise about this, and he said, you know, he said, when I was a kid, I wanted to sound like Philippe Gilbert. And then he said, one day I discovered that I was Marcel Moyse, and it was not so bad.
The king of the golden flute, Sir James Galway. You can hear him live in concert this Saturday night, July 6th, in the Schaefer Center for the Performing Arts during Appalachian Summer Festival 2014. He'll be joined by the Eastern Festival Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Gerard Schwartz. AppFest in Boone runs the entire month of July with world-class music, dance, theater, visual arts, and film at affordable prices. This Thursday night, it's the world-renowned modern dance company Palabolas. Later this month, on July 12th, Broadway star Matthew Morrison joins the Greensboro Symphony for an evening of Broadway favorites. Award-winning Dance Theater of Harlem performs on July 19th, and the National Youth Orchestra of the U.S. will be joined in concert by sensational Israeli violinist Gil Shaham on July 26th. You'll find links to the complete AppFest performance calendar at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.